Under the Lights, John Gibbons. It's your Champions League preview show. I'm joined by Kevin Walsh, by Craig Hannon, by Fuat Asana, by Andy Heaton. So look ahead to, well, it's a mouth-watering tie. Three of us in the room, I think, are going. Two are, but I'm sure they're looking forward to it kind of just as much. It was always going to be a big one, this, wasn't it, Kev? Obviously, we're a little bit gutted about the Red Star results and how that one went. But when you're looking at the group, how tough it was always really going to come down to the wire. And this Paris game is an exciting one. It's a tough one, but it's what you're in the Champions League for.
Yeah, of course. And the thing was with this game and all games of this ilk for Liverpool, really, is we raise our performance levels generally, don't we? And for games like this, where Red Star Belgrade away obviously didn't get the juices flowing quite as much as PSG does. So I think this is the game that you might see. We've all been talking about the click or the pump, the moment we want to kick on. A game like this, especially after Sunday, Saturday, could be the one that does it.
Yeah, it's a glamorous one, isn't it, Craig? It's what you're back in the Champions League for, is it? What I said at the start. It's a big tie. It's a nice one as well, because it's a team we've not played for 20 years. And back then, obviously PSG are a very different kettle of fish to now. It's in a way a lot of people won't have done before. It's big as they come. It's big names. But also, I mean, we'll come on to, but feels like a bit of a free hit as well, the way the sort of games are going. So, yeah, nothing to be feared, just everything to be enjoyed.
Yeah, exactly. I think this is the kind of tie that we didn't get last year in the group stages, that we had to wait until the knockout stages to get. I'm so excited about going to Paris, and the idea that it is a bit of a free hit, like we were just talking that off air, you know, go there and just and do the business and Liverpool go through, and if that doesn't happen, then you get to enjoy another big night in the Champions League when Napoli come to Anfield. And there's a lot to be said about making it through the group easy, but there's also a lot to be said about gaining an extra big night at Anfield in the Champions League, something that like actually means something. And, you know, I'd love it if it didn't mean anything that we were through and that we'd put PSG out. That'd be
it's not very Liverpool, though, is it, Phil? No. Do you know what I mean? We're gonna need something from that Napoli game, aren't we?
Well, I kind of want to live through my own version of Olympiacos, so I wouldn't be too... Well, no, obviously, I want us to get the win, but at the same time, having that big night at Anfield will be really tasty. I think, you know, everyone will be completely up for it as well.